It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. You know, about a month ago, we entered into a brand new year, and it's the year 2025. Hard to believe how quickly time is flying by. We live in the Gregorian calendar, which is based around the sun. It's the year 2025. But for the Jewish people, it's the year 5785, because they're on the Hebrew calendar. It's a lunar calendar, and they date it back to the time they believe was the beginning of life and creation, 5,785 years ago. I believe they're off a little bit, because I believe we're approaching the year 6,000, which would wind up our time here on this earth as Jesus is about to return for his church. But I always think when we come to the new year, I always like to look at the Jewish calendar, because God speaks through the calendar. God is a God that deals a lot with numbers. We know the number 7 is important in the Bible. It's God's number of perfection. 3 is the number for the Trinity, represents God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And in Hebrew, you write the numbers by using letters of the alphabet. They call it the alephbet. The letters are alephbet, gimel, dalet, hey. So you go through 1, 2, 3, 4. You actually use the letters of the alphabet to write the numbers. So when they write the Jewish New Year every year, sometimes God speaks through those numbers. Last year was the year 5,784. In the year 5780, 80 is the number pei in Hebrew. And pei symbolizes or speaks of the mouth. I shared with my congregation at the end of 2019 that when we come into the year 2020, it's going to be the year of the mouth. It was the 80s in the Hebrew calendar. And so, sure enough, as we entered 2020, it became the year where BLM and Antifa took to the streets, and they began to do their protests, and it was certainly the year of the mouth. And then our mouths were covered with masks as we had the COVID pandemic that came upon the land. It truly was the year of the mouth. Now, last year was the year 5784, and I share with my congregation, as you look at the 4 in Hebrew, it's written by using the letter dalet, the D sound in the Hebrew alphabet. And the letter dalet represents an open door. And I said to my congregation, last year would be our year of the open door. It truly was a year for God opening doors. The ministry of Fresh Oil on the radio began again last year in the year 5784 or 2024, the year of the open door. Along with our daily podcast, which is heard on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and all the podcast formats, God opened the door for us to go on in Meridian, Mississippi. We went on the radio in Tucson, Arizona, Memphis, Tennessee, the Cincinnati tri-state area, Pensacola, Florida. And then God added Dallas, Texas, and Pittsburgh as we were closing out the year of 2024. And now I find myself busier than I've ever been in my life, and God is opening doors for this ministry. As you can imagine, when we began to approach this new year of 2025, or the year 5785 in Hebrew, which their calendar begins a couple months earlier than ours on Rosh Hashanah, which was, I think, October 4th this past year, as we entered this new year of 2025, I looked at the calendar and say, God, what are you saying to us this year? And you look at we know it's the pay, it's the 80s, which is declaring with the mouth, but what is the 5 on the Hebrew calendar? The letter that symbolizes the number 5 is the Hebrew letter He, with the H sound. And He is God's number of grace. And what's so fascinating is this year it begins with 5785. And it begins with 5, and it ends with 5. So it's like a grace sandwich. You have 5 at the beginning, God's letter of grace, hey, and 5 at the end, which again is God's letter of grace. And it sandwiches the 7 and the 8. 7 is God's number of perfection. 8 is God's number of new beginnings. So what is God saying to us in this year of 5785 or 2025? The number five, again, is used all throughout the Bible. As a matter of fact, I believe it's over 300 times the number five is written in the Bible. There were five books of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the law. God had Israel bring five different offerings to him, a burnt offering, a meal offering, a peace offering, a sin offering, and a trespass offering. In Ephesians chapter 4 that we covered just a few weeks back, we saw the fivefold ministry that God gives to the church: pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles, and prophets. Remember, Jesus fed 5,000 people with five loaves. There were also five ingredients in the anointing oil that God prescribed for the priest. They were to use myrrh, cinnamon, calamus, cassia, and olive oil. Those five ingredients. And I could go on and on, but this number five is very significant with God. And I believe this is a significant year for us, friends. I really believe with all of my heart, this is going to be a year of blessing. Now, the number five is written by using the Hebrew letter He, which has the H sound. And if you look at the letter He, it looks like a house, a picture of a house. And at the top left, you see an open space, which is said to be a window. So the Jews, along with their numbers having meanings and meaning letters, they also have a pictograph meaning with these letters. When you write them, you see what they look like, and hey looks like an open window. See, I believe in with all of my heart, not only is this going to be a year of grace, I believe it's a year of breakthrough, and I believe it's a year of an open window from heaven upon us. It's our year of grace upon grace. Do you know that this letter hey is also used to write God's name? It's an abbreviation for God's name. If you remember back in the Old Testament, when God comes to Moses and tells him to go lead his people out of Egypt, Moses said, "Who shall I tell them sent me?" And God said, "Tell them, Yod Heh Vav Heh sent you. I am that I am." And that is God's name that God gave to himself. Yod Heh Vav Heh. Again, with God's name, just like this year, he uses the letter Heh two times. And so when the Jews write God's name, to abbreviate it, they just write the letter He. It's said to represent also a breath or God's breath when you say the letter He. This may very well be a great year of outpouring of God's Spirit that we've ever seen in our lifetime. You know, I love world missions. Our church supports missionaries all over the world. And I believe this is the great year where we're going to see some wonderful things happen with missions around the world. I want to share just one verse or two verses with you today. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Now listen to this. God says this: "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland." You know, over the past 40 years that I have been pastoring, I have met so many people who were haunted by their past, unable to get beyond their failures. They were unable to forgive themselves or someone else for what happened to them in the past. And I always encourage them, let go. God covered it at the cross, and his love is so much bigger than your failures. God's grace goes so much farther than anything you've ever done. The Bible tells us he makes his mercies new every day. But Satan is the accuser of the brethren, so he bombards our minds with accusation. Now let's understand the context of the scripture today, because it's somewhat unusual. See, the prophet Isaiah lived 100 years before this scripture would ever even be applicable or would be used. He prophesied about the Jewish people being taken captive into Babylon 100 years before the Babylonian Empire ever even was in power. And God prophesied that this evil empire would be used to punish the Jews for their unfaithfulness 100 years before they ever even came into world dominance. But God, in his love, he's warning the Jews ahead of time, telling them that He's going to deliver them. He's going to make streams in the wasteland and in the desert for a second exodus. He's going to bring them back to Israel. And then in 586, just a few years later, the Babylonians destroy Jerusalem and the temple is destroyed. They take all the Jews into to be their slaves. And God prophesied in verse 14 that he would even destroy the Babylonians because they went too far in persecuting the Jews. So the beautiful thing about this passage is this. 100 years before it ever even happened, God prophesied to them that he would lovingly bring them home and restore them. That is our God of grace. And I want you to understand that in this year of grace. You may have had failures in your life that have held you captive. You may be trapped in the past. God wants you to know it's a year of grace. It's a year of his new beginnings where he has good plans for you. There was another prophet named Jeremiah who prophesied during the same time period that the Israelites would be taken into Babylon, so 100 years after Isaiah, and he prophesied in Jeremiah 29, he said, God said, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So look at the three things God told Israel in this passage. Number one, forget the past. He said, forget the former things. Friends, you have to move on from your past. Secondly, he said, embrace the present. He says, see, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? And then thirdly, God speaks into their future. He says, I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. See, God is saying here, I'm going to bring you home. You know, I love the paraphrase, The Message by Peterson. I want to read this passage out of The Message today. He says, forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the Badlands. The first thing we have to do to receive what God is doing in this new year is to change our focus. We have to let go of the past, and the past will let go of you. God said, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Stop looking behind. See, focus is so important. The Jewish people that Isaiah was writing to, they were so focused on the past and what they had lost that they couldn't see God's promises that he had given through the prophets. They were focused on all that they had lost. These proud descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were now enslaved to a wicked king. Now they were in captivity as slaves, and all the victories of the past couldn't help them. They had seen God bring them into the promised land. They conquered Jericho in a mighty way. They had God feed them with manna from heaven. But now it's a new day. Now they were enslaved in Babylon. Friend, it's time for you to change your focus. Put your focus on God and his promises. Remember, he has good plans for you. We just finished the book of 1 Peter, and I can't imagine how long it took Simon Peter to get over the failures of his past. But he did, and God chose him, that he was the one who delivered the message on the day of Pentecost. Second thing we have to do then is clarify our focus. God said, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Focus in on what God wants in your life. And then the third thing we have to do is commit ourselves to God's plan. He said, I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. We have to commit ourselves to the plan that God has for us. In the natural, you might think, Keith, I don't have any idea what God wants out of me in this new year. Friend, call upon him in prayer. Ask God to clarify his purpose within your heart and show you what he has planned for your life. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil, and I so appreciate the opportunity to share with you the goodness of God's grace. He loves you, friend, with an everlasting love. Go by the website at weneedgod.com. Walk in grace. He loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.